Fire for Church Growth in Syria is a spark away. U.S. Christians are getting relief and development training, and an airstrip in the Philippines resumes work. These stories and more coming up on today's Mission Network News broadcast. We're a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Western nations have expelled Syrian diplomats in protest of the massacre over the weekend. The coordinated attack left about 100 dead, mostly women and children. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians aren't being targeted so far, but they're still at risk. Why? He says Christians haven't publicly been critical of President Assad.
So you have people who look at that and say, well, look, the church is on the side of Assad in this conflict. What the church wants is the freedom to hold services, to be protected. They have identified with the government because that was the people in control that could offer them some sense of protection.
While there is fear and uncertainty, Nettleton says Syrian Christians are telling him,
you can plant a church in a day. Because there is so much hunger for the gospel, they're worried, they're thinking about eternity, and so there is a great mission field.
BOM's providing Bibles and more for Christians doing the work. Support them financially. How? We have a link at our website where you can help. Meanwhile, an Egyptian mob set fire to a presidential candidate's headquarters Monday. Officials just announced that Ahmed Shafiq, a former Mubarak official, will be running against Mohamed Morsi, a candidate for the Muslim Brotherhood. It was Shafiq's headquarters that were attacked. Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA says things could get worse.
The Muslim Brotherhood is very strict Sharia law type of organization, and they want to make that a completely Islamic state. And that would put the Coptic Christian community very much at risk.
With the Muslim Brotherhood slowly getting more power, many Christians are running for their lives.
Already we have reports that 100,000 Christians have fled Egypt in the last few months.
70,000 Christians in Egypt are meeting tomorrow night to pray for Egypt's future. They're asking you to join them in prayer.
We're praying about the unity of the church in Egypt, which especially is needed during these crucial times.
You can go to our website to learn more. This is Mission Network News. In the midst of all this Middle Eastern turmoil, hope is breaking into homes. Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, already broadcast the hope of Christ to millions who would never otherwise hear the good news. But this month, Sat7 Turk announced that they're expanding to reach even more of this weary land. A 24/7 web channel and additional live programs will start up in September. Pray for God to prepare hearts right now. Next, churches from three states in the U.S. are tackling overseas disasters with relief training. They met in Lebanon, Ohio for Baptist Global Response's International Disaster Response Training Series that ended last week. The four-day series was hosted by Urban Crest Baptist Church. Trainees learned stuff like how to assess food and health needs in a crisis. They also learned how to base disaster relief in the gospel. These new volunteers are now ready with BGR to respond in another crisis. Pray for their ministry. And when you think of ways that Satan might attack Bible translation, you probably don't think of Wiley plans to destroy an airstrip. But New Tribes Missions' Albert Castellan says for Bible translators in the Philippines, a damaged airstrip is bad news.
We live in a very remote location in the middle of Mindanao, and to get in there by bus is about 12 hours of bus riding and then about 7 hours of motorbike riding, and that's if the road is in reasonable condition. The alternative is a 20-minute flight.
When the airstrip was damaged, New Tribes missionaries got on their knees, and the Lord answered, fast.
It was just an amazing month to see how the Lord provided so many of the tribal people willing to work on the airstrip, available to work on the airstrip, how he provided the funds needed for that project. And, just to see how it all came together in just that one month.
Now the group can return to bring scripture to an eager tribe. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name June 1st, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.